The Annual Migration of Clouds. Written by Primi Mohammed. Narrated by Eva Tavares. Dedication. For Vanita. Chapter 1. You don't name it. You don't give it a name either. They must have names they use for each other. I don't know what mine calls itself, and if it told me, I would try to forget. I swear I would. It would not be like the secret names of dogs, which, as a child, I desperately wished to learn. But the name on this envelope is mine, undeniably, printed crisp and black across the pristine paper, trembling in my death grip. Printed by a machine. Inside, the letter and the lump, just like in the stories. As if it is trying to read the words, the unnamed one, visible beneath my thumbnail, writhes in perfect traceries, tiny trees of green and blue, graceful as branches in winter, the only pretty thing it makes. And even so, I sometimes stain my nails with Saskatoon skins so the patterns cannot be seen, which doesn't work. It ensures you can see it. Always. Read! I turn. My friend Henrik is running up the black slate steps, breathless, hair over his face. As he skids to a halt, he brings the smells of the thaw. Mud, snow mold, standing water.
Hey, what's that? Listen, they caught...
They?
They, you know, the flags and all them. They caught that guy that was messing with kids last year.
Messing with. He cannot. Neither of us can. Say the words. Did they really catch him?
Oh yeah, they got him tied up in the quad.
Hen, you fucking... I close my eyes for a moment. I mean, did they catch the right guy?
Oh, that. I don't know. I suppose they must have.
He pauses and adds weakly, in the face of my silence.
They tied him up, I saw.
I look at my hands again, the whole landscape in miniature. White paper, black ink, green trees under my nails. The thing stilled for the moment. Eavesdropping, too intent to squirm. They gonna hang him?
Probably.
Gross. I pause, because the answer doesn't matter, but I still have to ask. Is he... Does he have...
CAD? No.
Fuck. Henrik's eyes are large, loyal, a dirty no color, like sky. He says what he knows I cannot.
But sometimes, I wish you could give it to people, you know? Some people, who deserve it.
I know he doesn't mean me when he says you. That forestalls any hurt feelings. At any rate, we both know you can't. CAD doesn't move sideways. It appears spontaneously. And then implacably, silently, it moves down through genes and time like water seeking its lowest level. A heritable symbiont, they used to call it. Once, and only once, I cried out to Henrik, but it's not, it's a fucking parasite. And the pain that shot through me was impossible to describe. As I imagined being struck by lightning would feel. Sight gone, sound gone, a roaring whiteness transfixed throat to heels, as if on a pole of molten metal hurled by a god. I never said it again. This thing is of me, does not belong to me, is its own thing, speaks its own tongue, a semi-sapient fungus scribbling across my skin and the skin of my ancestors in crayon colors. Turquoise, viridian, cerulean, pine. I imagine it listening now, keenly sipping my happiness. Hatred twists my face before I can force it back down.
Are you okay?
Henrik says, as if we had not just said aloud that the worst punishment for a child molester should be the transmission of my own disease.
Is it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?